I've got a couple stickers here. I want you to look at. I know if our listeners can't hear this, but
after 3 years, still not live.
I've got two stickers here, and it's they're old Greek or Roman guys. I don't know if you can see these. Can you see the names that are on those?
Barnacles.
Yep.
And testicles.
No. I mean, you got one of them right. This is Barnacles and Testicles. Now the uneducated would probably read that as barnacles and testicles, but no, these Roman guys. This is Barnacles and Testicles, and this is from the podcast No Dumb Questions.
Nice.
And I've got a letter here that came, you know, the stickers came with. And it says, thank you, patrons. Without your support, Harold Wilberforce Sandlin wouldn't be enrolled at New Mexico State. Barnacles and Testicles would still be stuck in ancient Athens, and the third chair wouldn't be on the watch for fool's errands lurking around every corner, or no, it's perfectly fine to bring up Merkel's boner in polite society. So you got to listen to the podcast if you really want to understand what I'm talking about here. But these Greek and Roman looking pictures are they're time traveling characters, you know, that appear from time to time in the podcast, Barnacles and Testicles, and the stickers. The stickers were the thank you for supporting their podcast on Patreon. So, with all of that in mind, they're two Christian guys. If you've ever seen, did you ever see the video on YouTube of a guy shooting a baseball at supersonic speeds into a giant jar of mayo?
Yeah,
it's him. And then the guy that does the 10-minute Bible Hour podcast on YouTube, and mm-hmm. they do this question. It's honestly kind of like this, except they just talk about anything that they possibly want to talk about, and I find it very entertaining. You actually learn some stuff about it, and it's I just think it's a good time. So I was like, you know what, when they announced that I would get Greek god stickers that say Barnacles and Testicles if I supported them, I was like, you know what, that's probably worth it. You know, I mean, those are some classy stickers right there. That those need to go up in my church office, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
All of that is to say that, you know, clearly since I give $3 when they make a podcast, I am clearly a generous person. And generosity is something that comes, well, you have to have something to be generous with. Time, yes. Money, anything. And, you know, a lot of people think of generosity as money. And to be able to give a lot of money, I mean, you have to have a lot of money. And to get a lot of money, you have to have a plan to get a lot of money. And the church has gotten involved with a plan to get a lot of money. Or not the church itself, but the church has promoted a plan to get a lot of money called Financial Peace University. We're getting there.
4 minutes in.
I know. You're welcome, listeners. And Financial Peace University, for anybody who might not know, is Dave Ramsey's program. And so with that, we're going to talk about Dave Ramsey today. So welcome to the podcast.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Got the dummies, Ben and JJ, coming at you with wisdom from the Bible and beyond. This is Dummies with Wisdom. Oh, that was even longer than I thought it'd take to get there, but you know, sometimes, hey, sometimes things just work, you know? And other times, I'm in the room. Oh my goodness.
Wow. Okay. Goodness. That about wiped my head clean, though. I'm
like, you, David, I had to think of all that.
I had to run along with you. That was even harder. At least you knew what pace you were running. I was just like, I didn't know we were going to go on a sprint, and all of a sudden, I'm flying down the track.
Yeah, except you were spitting, and I was riding a bicycle with square tires. So I don't even know what that means, but it makes sense.
I told you this is gonna be rough.
Why don't I give a 4-minute intro about a pair of stickers that say barnacles and testicles? Where do you think we're going?
I don't know. I did not know.
Oh, man. Okay.
Anyway, talk about Dave Ramsey.
Yeah, so we've been talking about a decent – last week was self-defense, but the week before that we talked a lot about the church. And so this is something that's been in a lot of churches. My church here does it, or at least has done it recently. And people just people tend to really enjoy financial peace. People tend to like Dave Ramsey. There's a lot of people that tend to not like Dave Ramsey. And he built financial peace off he promotes it as a way to teach a like Christian understanding of money. And so he's a Christian guy who tries to teach it from a Christian perspective. But I just wanted to talk because people in the church really tend to like him, and a lot of people outside the church a lot of times don't. He's obviously successful. He's not, you know, he's not fraud or anything, but what do you think? Have you gone through financial peace at all?
Just a little bit. And there's like some like little things that, again, churches usually have a tendency to go through. I think yours might lay a little bit more on Dave Ramsey. We haven't really talked about it, so I'm not super sure.
Yeah.
From my point of view, there's nothing in financial peace that's inherently wrong. Like there's some things that I would definitely take from it. And I have used it, you know, just as, you know, bits and pieces, just from any financial planner that you talk to. There's stuff you should take from some people and some things that you take from other people. But most of my things with financial peace, and I think my biggest problem with it is more of outside the church and more from a just listener's point of view of taking it as gospel.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I think we have a tendency to do that within the church, and we'll take certain things from certain people. And that becomes the truth, and that becomes what we follow instead of going to the source and going toward and like diving into those topics ourselves, you know, and not even necessarily with ourselves, but with each other to find what we actually really like.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with taking financial peace as a foundation, you know, and take that and let that springload it into something because it's a good starting point. But I think most of my issues from anything in that spectrum, if you go to even if you go to Sunday school class about financial success or something, you know, just for an hour every Sunday for 6 months, you're gonna get a lot of good stuff from it. But even if the guy who's teaching it is a, you know, certified financial planner or whatever it is, I would still, everything that you do should be filtered, you know, and everything you do should be, you know, cautioned, and you need to do your own research, and you need to have a wealth of, not information, but a wealth of input, I guess, you know, and different perspectives. And I think that's why there's a lot of people who are outside the church who hear about Dave Ramsey and then, you know, think poorly about it, because not necessarily about a little bit of probably what Dave Ramsey does. And there's some things that are a little bit extreme for the reasons they says it, but then I think mostly they see how people take the, you know, Dave Ramsey stuff and anything in that spectrum.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to just Christian authors and Christian teachers, and when it's kind of force fed down your throat, you know, there is that tendency to happen.
Yeah. I never took the class Financial Peace, but I have read his book that is I don't know if it's called Financial Peace or not, but whatever that book is called, I've read through that. And there was one summer a few years ago, like I started listening to his like radio podcast, just curious about him, and listened to it for a while, and I think I have problems with Dave Ramsey, but kind of like you said, it's not that there's anything inherently wrong in what he's teaching per se. My problem is not just him, it's the teaching itself.
Yeah.
Ramsey seems like a pretty overall like decent guy, a little bit full of himself maybe. But you know.
Yeah. I also hear that from a lot of non-Christian people, like that ego kind of is a thing. And then there's a lot of new stuff that kind of pops out too, so.
He teaches a psychological method, but pushes it forward as like a financial advice kind of method almost. So he's teaching this stuff as like, this is the correct way to do things, when really what he's saying is like, this is the correct way to think through things. And he's said it to some degree, which I appreciate, but at the same time, like when he's talking, he's like, you know, like if you do all the math, this isn't going to add up. But for like people to get out of debt, this is the best way to like train your brain to get out of debt. And so if for people, this is what I've always heard, is for people who were like really in debt or really bad with finances, Ramsey was great, because it's teaching you a different way to think, not the way to. He's much better on the front end, I think, than the back end. And being someone who didn't really have to do a bunch of stuff on the front end, you know, I've paid off a credit card every month I've ever had one. I've never, you know, like I wasn't swimming in debt like a lot of people are who take financial peace. And if you're in that, in those positions, I've heard a lot of good stuff about Ramsey, but then you get towards like the more, hey, we're out of debt investment side. You know, he pushes stuff like, kind of like you said, he almost pushes it forth as gospel truth, as though this is the biblical way to think through your finances. And I'm not saying that it's not a biblical way, but it's not the biblical way. Kind of like you said, that he takes teaching on finances and applies them. And I think at least some of the time he applies them very well. But we as Christians often take anything that people say based on biblical principles and turn that into our Bible per se. You know, we like listening to some pastor or some pastor's podcast or something. And so everything he says, because he's generally pretty on, so like everything he says, we're like, oh, yep, that's it. Instead of looking at the Bible and saying, okay, like nobody's on 100% of the time, and it might be more minor stuff, maybe more the major stuff, but we start taking these things as the way to think. And again, I'm not saying that Ramsey's way is wrong or bad. I mean, you said there off the bat, it's not a bad way to think. There's nothing inherently wrong about it. But when you start teaching stuff, and I think when you start teaching stuff as, hey, I'm teaching you a way to think, but actually I'm going to call it like the way to think, the way to do finances, I've always got a problem with that. I'm not saying I don't appreciate people who like try to teach you like how to think through things like that, but like then let's market it that way and teach it as, you don't, he teaches all of his financial methods as, this is the only correct way to do things. And it's just simply not, because there's nothing about finances that is a universal, this is the steps you must take. He seems to have a good method, again, at least on the front end, but that doesn't mean that, I mean, he is so against credit cards. I get 5% back on gas through our USAA card. That's really dumb for me not to do that when I'm going to pay for the gas either way, you know?
Yeah. And that's exactly where I was going. Where my thought has always been that I don't agree with him on is that, what's his big quote? It's like,
give,
it's something about risk and debt. It's like risk always equals debt, or debt is always risky. And risk is something along that lines of, I think it's debt. Yeah, debt always equals risk. And basically the whole point is that like risk is bad / debt is bad. And what you just said right there, that's by definition, if you pull a credit card out, like you are using debt, you know?
Yeah.
And so now if you treat, we don't have to get into this whole thing, you know, we're not financial planners or anything, but like there is a different mindset, I think, of if there's people who are struggling, then yes, like probably like it isn't smart to have things that are easily able to you to get yourself into debt.
Yeah.
But if you are someone who is disciplined, who has a good plan and can use those avenues like credit cards or other things to make yourself even better and treat it like cash, you know, if you're treating your debt access like cash, you're gonna have no problems,
right?
And then you can take advantage of, you know, what those companies have to offer. And so
there's an elder at my church kind of in that way. I was talking to him, we had done financial peace, and I was like, you know, I'm not taking it, you know, I don't feel the need to. And I mean, he's in his like 70s, I think, so he's like, well, yeah, of course I'm not in it, kind of deal. And he was like, you know, this house we moved here like 2.5 years ago or whatever, and he was like, we could have bought it in cash, you know, they've been around the sun a few times. They're doing fine. He's like, yeah, we could have bought it in cash, but he's like, it was going to save us thousands or tens of thousands of dollars to like take on the mortgage at that point, really low mortgage rate. And he's like, that money's sitting in the bank, like, or you know, at least theoretically sitting in the bank. He's like, we could pay it off tomorrow, but we are getting such a like tax break or whatever it is by doing that. And I'm like, that Ramsey would say absolutely not. You should not have debt when you can pay it off in cash. Right. But like, again, like now, do you want to teach people that who are swimming in debt? No. And that's why I'm like, I understand how Ramsey, like, I'm not sitting here like, you know, Ramsey's the devil, because he's not. He understands that. And that's why he teaches the way he does. But like you said, for people who are not of that mindset, then you're on a different track. It's not the same pathway.
Yeah. And like, we don't have to keep going into, you know, JJ and Ben's, you know, financial plan or anything, but
Bitcoin.
Like, I think that's the problem. Yeah. And this isn't even necessarily a big problem. This is just this stuff that we've talked about on this podcast when it pertains to where we want people to get to.
Right.
And I think for us, kind of honestly, like the conservative Dave Ramsey mindset, say for finance, but then take that to the conservative John MacArthur. Yep, John MacArthur. Nice. That like the conservative John MacArthur way of like thinking about some of, you know, core gospel type things. Those are in the same boat for us. I think for people who are new to Christianity, who are new to learning about scripture, who are new to this realm of things, those types of thoughts are good. But personally, I believe that we grow out of that and we can grow into it once we have that base of knowledge, once we become comfortable within the information that we've given, the comfortable within our relationship with the Lord, comfortable within the relationships that we have with our, you know, discipline and our study of scripture. Now we can start taking calculated risks in how we are thinking about the world, because there's things that are going to be super, you know, gray and right on the line that we have to make decisions on.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be able to have this very black and white approach.
Yeah.
And so, especially when it comes to finances, I think to what you just said, like, there's nothing wrong with thinking that way. It's super, super conservative. And it's kind of like, in my opinion, it's that way of thinking is kind of like the parable of the seeds. You could, sure, you could hold on to your seeds for a little bit. You might make a little bit.
Talents?
Oh, talents. Sorry. The parable. This is why you're around. Parable of the talents, that, you know, you can hold on to your, you know, talents for a little bit. But if you're going to take some calculated risk and actually try to grow it.
Right.
Like, there's so much more resource for that. There's so much more available to you for that. And I think you're rewarded for the thought. You're rewarded for the effort.
Right.
You know, instead of playing it safe and playing it almost a little bit scared, you know?
Yeah. My, my, and
that's something to build to.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And that whole, like, you know, growing into something else, I think my actual problem with Dave Ramsey, and like a lot of it's just like, I don't like, he doesn't apply to me well. And I just don't think he does.
Right.
There's one like actual problem I have with him, and it's he sums it up with the phrase, live like no one else so that someday you can live like no one else. And if you haven't heard him say it before, he's basically saying, like, live, be a penny pincher now, get out of debt, you know, live in a way that, like, you're not going to have the coolest car on the block. Don't, like, live frugally right now so that someday, so that over time you can build wealth, and then live in a way, like, live like no one else because you don't have that debt. You don't have, you know, the $80,000 speedboat when you're making $60,000 a year kind of thing. And I like the first half of that, but I'm like, as Christians, there's no backside to that. I know a lot of people who have a lot of money, and I know you do too, who have used that to the glory of God. Both you and I are, you know, trying to be smart with finances and are, you know, doing investments and retirement as we ought to be. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with building wealth. But when the problem I have personally had as I've listened to Dave Ramsey is that I start getting caught up in the money. Like I'll throw a little bit of money in the stock market, and then I'll start watching the stock market. Like, and not just in, I mean, like we have retirement, like we have money in the stock market. And I'm like, every now and then I'll look like, looks like we're up a good bit this quarter. Cool. Yeah. But as I started getting into that kind of stuff, that's my mindset changes. And every time I've tried to do anything with finance, it started to take over the way I think. And and it becomes about the money, and that's where I don't like him. And again, he's the finance guy, so I get that. But where in the Bible does it, like, are we commanded to like become wealthy. Where is that the ultimate goal? When is that ever? Right. Again, it's not a bad thing. I know plenty of people who have been incredibly generous. God has blessed them. God has made them very wealthy, and they have used that money for the kingdom and to grow. They're just incredibly generous. So God uses wealthy people, and that's awesome if that's where it's gone. But if that's the ultimate goal, which is kind of what Ramsey points towards, even in Financial Peace, that's where it's going, is building that wealth. That's where I have a problem, because I don't see that in the Bible. Be wise, be, you know, in your stewardship, but that's not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is the gospel, is the kingdom. And so if you die penniless, but you've been a Billy Graham, doesn't matter at all. If you have a lot of money to give to your kids and grandkids because you were able to be smart, that's great. But what does that mean in the grand scheme of things? And again, Dave Ramsey's not standing there preaching a sermon. So I get that. But that mentality is there, and he's promoting that mentality. And I've been damaged by that mentality. Not overall, but in moments, I've caught myself, it's not about the money, and I can be smart without letting this take over my mind.
Yeah, and something that I've thought too, because I've heard that type of, been a part of this type of conversation, and people kind of come to the defense of Dave Ramsey and say, oh, he didn't mean it like that. It's like, well, sorry. Kind of like some speakers that we would call out.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter what they meant. Mm-hmm. That's how it's coming across, and that's how people are taking it. And that's how I've taken it. I didn't read the book, but I've heard excerpts from the book, and then growing up, heard him on the radio station, and there's just stuff that I've heard, and then going through churches and Sunday school stuff, it's usually Dave Ramsey's stuff that kind of gets passed down a little bit. And there has been a mentality in those things that I've taken a certain way, for sure, that are kind of aligned with what you're saying too, very conservative, very numbers-based, almost like if you just pull up an Excel sheet, your answers are there type of mindset, which, I mean, right now I'm going through some financial, in a good way, but some financial stuff right now.
Yeah.
I can't open up an Excel sheet and figure those answers out, And it takes some questioning. Honestly, it takes a little bit of risk. There's a little bit of I'm not going to be in a bad situation, but there is always a possibility that if I make this decision, it's a small chance, but there's a chance that it goes wrong, And as I get older, I would hope that my, risk tolerance becomes more, and there's a portion of that money that's hey, let's grow this. Let's grow these assets. Let's move in this direction for these purposes. You know, maybe it's for family. Maybe it's for, it could be for mission stuff. I've been a part of a lot of those type of conversations. I want to move my assets in this way so that I can benefit these people, And so I just think, when I think back on the Dave Ramsey stuff, and then that has a tendency in kind of the half of conservative Christian circles, that's that mindset, And if you're not, if your numbers don't align, there's a little bit of, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people get, that's why people who are leaving, I don't want to say leaving the church, but who are frustrated with the church, there's a lot of that type of mindset. And I think finance is a big one of where they just don't fit in, because that's not where they are in life,
Yeah. No, I agree. I think back to the story of the widow who put her copper penny in the plate, and Jesus says, this woman has given more than these Pharisees over here. And I'm not making any statements that being wealthy is in any sense of the term bad, but I just don't like how he pushes the mentality of you should be rich, and not even necessarily wealthy. Let's call it that.
What's the quote? It's not how to be a millionaire in X years, but what is it? It's that mentality though of do this and it becomes this, And I'm there's not much that doesn't get you anywhere. Just because you have $1 million.
Yeah.
That's a number. The Excel sheet doesn't tell you what's under that. Can you use that $1 million necessarily? What is it about that?
Right.
That tells you, because there's people with $1 million that are way ahead of some people that have $1 million.
Oh yeah.
You know, like that just because there's a million there doesn't necessarily mean anything really.
Right. And I mean, like I'm thankful that people know how to deal with money. Like that there are some wealthy people. Like my paycheck, I work at a church. My paycheck is from other people's paychecks, you know, like people, only reason I am paid are because people are very generous and, or even not even necessarily generous. I mean, a lot of people are, but there's some that like in to be a Christian means you give 10%. So they give 10%. And like, I'm very grateful for that. And without people who are generous, I wouldn't be paid. And so I think it's awesome that God chooses certain people to just be ridiculously rich. And I mean, you look across the country and like, there's so many people that are that are Christians. Even, I mean, there's a lot that aren't Christian, but there's a lot of Christians that have a lot of money who've been able to make a lot of headwind for the gospel across the world because God has blessed them with the know-how.
That's the other thing I was thinking about is like people are coming from different places too. Yeah. So like, that's why I said earlier, you can't just take one person's financial advice and apply it because their situation, how they got to where they're at, is completely different than yours.
Right.
And the way that it's coming in is different. The places that you're putting that is different. The people that are impacted are different. The way that the Lord is using that is different. Yeah. So like, that's why it's like, I dislike this very one track mind that I think we get into with Christian circles of, you know, how to be financially good.
Yeah.
And there's like, again, good for people who don't know much, but for the new married couple with a kid who are actually pretty well off, you're kind of misleading them down a weird path because you're making them think that they should do this when in reality, there's probably a couple other ways that they could be better off doing, but there's that resource just isn't really within the most Christian circles in that sense.
Yeah. How are you glorifying God?
Yeah.
I haven't really seen Dave Ramsey teach that outside of the line of basically get rich so you can be generous and give a lot of money away. And he like, that is his message. His message is like, get rich so you can give away a lot, which is, I mean, part of that is a good mentality, but like, I mean, I'm sitting there like just cause you can pay off the expensive ski boat sitting in your driveway doesn't mean that you should even have it, you know, just because you have the money to do something doesn't mean you should do something. And it's not about what can or can't you do, or even necessarily what should or shouldn't you do. What's God calling you to do? What brings God the most glory? Where do you go from where you're at? What's going to bring God glory from where you're at financially when you look at the future? And I mean, if you're so busy trying to build wealth that you're not being generous with what you do have right now, like where's the gain in that?
If you're spending so much time trying to build your wealth that you're not enjoying life either, then you, from a non-financial perspective, what are you actually giving? You know, you can't give anything of yourself if you're just constantly buried down, workaholic, trying to figure out the numbers.
Right.
You know, to build that up, like there's space to enjoy life also. So you, like, again, balance, like how we preach on this, comes from the heart and balance. Yeah. Like those are the two things that we pretty much preach here, and you need both of those. And so...
And so I think to kind of summarize this up, I think Dave Ramsey has done a lot more good than he's done bad. And I think part of that is because the people he's really going after and that financial piece is meant for are the people who are bad with money. It's not meant for somebody who's got a net worth of $2.3 million, fully stocked retirement at 37. It's going towards people who are, you know, 42 and are, you know, have a net worth of, you know, negative $16. And so I think he's done a lot of good because he's helped bring a lot of people out of debt. I mean, I've seen the numbers of churches that have done this program and how much debt has been paid off just over the course of doing like the however many week study it is. And I think the back end stuff, people don't generally look at Dave Ramsey for the back end stuff. I mean, he teaches it. I mean, it's part of the financial piece. But once you get past that, like you're moving on, unless you're really into finance, like you're moving on to financial advisors, you're probably not thinking through it as much, but as deep into the theory behind it as much. You're moving on to other people that are gonna help. So I don't think that mentality really sticks around on people. I mean, like there's gonna be some diehards that always does, just like anything else. You know, you get you get some people that get an idea about Calvinism in their heads, and suddenly like everything else is Satan. But generally speaking, it's like, you know, you react to the world around you. And so I think he's done a lot more good than he's done damage. I just think, kind of going back to what you said at the beginning, is not just Ramsey, anybody is like, what anybody says, no matter how smart, no matter how on point it seems, is not gospel. Might be some good biblical ideas in what anybody's teaching, might be 97% right, but we have to be very wise and discerning to see where there's that 3% wrong or whatever it may be, or see if it's just all wrong. And that's not the case here at all. But there are times when people, it just sounds really good and it's not. It's straight up demonic, straight up from Satan. And sometimes people are just blinded in one way or another to see it. But yeah, I think that's where I would land on it. Like I said, our church just did it. I don't think it's something to stay away from at all. It's done a lot of good. Yeah. But then you just, like with anything else.
Just, it's like, yeah, like with anything else, like as a kid, eventually you grow out of Sunday school, you know, you grow out of the basics, and like the Dave Ramsey stuff, it's probably a little bit on like the high end basic to intermediate level, you know, in some times, but there's a lot of stuff that like, you just have to be knowledgeable. Yeah. I think this is where my problem mostly lies on the churches and the people that receive it.
Yeah.
Like, do your own work. Don't take the regurgitated stuff. Mm. Like, don't be that Sunday morning sermon person that's all you're getting. You know, don't be the person that just listens to Dave Ramsey and that's all you do for your financial, you know, well-being.
Right.
Like, dig in and scour through everything you can do, you know, to, you know, I don't know, just putting the work in yourself. That's really all it is. And then think of it dynamically and think of it in color instead of a black and white decision, you know. And a lot of that's also just wanting to grow as a person.
Right.
You know, that's really what it comes down to, is do you want to be the most mature and most growing person that you possibly can be? Or do you want to be that person that's good with just putting in cruise control down the highway?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So...
yeah, so
that's really all I got.
Yeah, I mean, if Dave Ramsey's really helped you and really helped you, you know, grow closer to God and in the finances, great. If anybody has, you know, if John MacArthur has helped you grow deeper in your faith, great. If Dave Ramsey or John MacArthur have helped and also hurt, then like, let's be wise in what we're, you know, be critical of anybody who's saying anything that is quote unquote biblical, and learn from both the good and the bad. And I mean, like, I'm thinking of like Job, you know, there's his friends do say some good things. The gist of what they say is terrible. And, you know, that's what we learned through that book. And so we just gotta be discerning, and
he gets in trouble for just listening to them. So
love the end of the book of Job. It's hilarious. And with that note, I think we'll call it a week there, and we'll catch you back in a couple of weeks.
I like it. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this podcast of Dummies with Wisdom. To give us comments, ask questions, or submit pictures of other dummies you find in the wild, email us at dummieswithwisdom@outlook.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/dummieswithwisdom.